First back in Mikra Mishnah, we are continuing halachas of people that bring Mikra, bring Bikurim, but they don't say the Mikra Bikurim. The first statement is a general statement in respect to who can marry a Kohen. A Kohen, a male Kohen, is not allowed to marry a Giyoris. Rabbi Lezer, the Yaakov, in this Mishnah saying a Chiddush. Rabbi Lezer, Yaakov, Aymer, Yisha Bat Yerim, Leitinatu Lakuna, Ashita Imam Yisrael. He's much more stringent, and he says that if both parents were Gerim, then the daughter cannot marry a Kohen, even though she was born as a Jew. She was born after the both Mitzkayim. Not only that, but if there's generation after generation, all the generations, both parents were Gerim, it's not so common. If that was the case, according to the Blessing of Yaakov, she cannot marry a Kohen. Yeah. Echad Gerim, Echad Avodim Shechararim, Afila Lefzor Doris, whether the parents were Gerim or the parents were servants that were freed, or one was again, one was a servant that was freed, as long as her lineage was comprised of only Gerim and not not people that families that were born Jewish, were from the beginning of the Jewish line, according to Rabbi Zvi Yaakov, she cannot marry a Kohen. I have to say, Iman mi Yisrael, until there was one mother in the family that was a natural Yisrael. As far as Allah is concerned, we talk about Katkhila, such a woman should not get married to a Kohen. You know, but once again, both parents were Gerim, and they had a child, a Katkhila, their daughter should not marry a Kohen. But the other, they got married, they did not have to get divorced. Aputropos, Rashliyah, if there's somebody was appointed to take care of an estate of somebody else, that's an apotropos or a messenger. And these cases are talking about that was initially picked so that the apotropos or the messenger would bring it to your shalim. So if it was picked that the person himself should bring it to your shalim, and then he changed his mind and he wanted the shliach to bring it, he can't bring it at all. So as we said, we're talking about the chachil will pick that the shliach should bring it to your shalim, but Eved Ba'isha, Eved and the Isha. A tumtum of androgynous. A tumtum is an unclear gender, male or female. Androgynous, he has both elements of a male and a female. All these medim, venim, peim, they bring them as a bikurim because it comes from their land, but they cannot say to Megillah Sheni, Yifon Leim Hashem, Asafto Li Hashem, you gave to me. Because in the case of the shliach, it's not his, it's the mashaleach, the one who sends it. In the case of the woman, then since women did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they also cannot say Shenasata Li Hashem, and the same applies for the Tumtum Androgynous, which are male or female, or the same status as female, they cannot say the Mikra Bikurim.